views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Happy Monday, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. We're here another week with Shine On Radio. Our mission here is to help individuals celebrate what makes them who they are. And I bring on awesome people that I'm connected with in my tribe in New York City and all around the United States to inspire us about their stories, how they took their darkness, found their light, found their shine, and how they help other people and serve other people to do the same thing. This morning or last night, I had one of those nights. Now, we're in Mercury retrograde right now. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up online. There's tons of language. The blog writer Gala Darling, she's a great person to reference because I'm no expert. But it's pretty much a period of time. It happens about 3 to 4 times per year where it appears that Mercury is going in an opposite direction in terms of rotation. And because Mercury is this planet of communication and understanding, a lot of things can feel like, oh my goodness, I just want to hide underneath my blankets for the rest of the 3 weeks that it's lasting. And it doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It can also be a time where we can really be introspective and dig down in what's bothering us and maybe what does need to come to the surface. So for example, last night I had one of those nights where I could not sleep and the voice in my head was this voice of like, you know, that bully voice. You're a disappointment. You're not doing enough. You're a meanie, whatever comes up. And I mean, if I let that voice win, I'm done. Like, I won't go to bed for the rest of the night. I'll just like succumb to the voice and be like, I'm the worst. But I have learned now that there is a choice. There is a choice. There is an equal and opposite voice that will not be as loud. It will not be as loud, but it is there. And it comes from the deepest depths of our heart space. And we have to choose to tap into it to listen. And that voice is of love, of compassion, of forgiveness, of understanding. And it's of humility, most importantly. So when you check in and thank the bully voice for sharing, and you check in with the voice that comes from love, you find that rather after a few minutes of, you know, way in and out with each other, you realize, what the hell am I freaking out about? I don't even know why I'm so upset. And you can giggle it off and realize, you know, there's a lot of time and energy spent in feeling like not good about ourselves for reasons that maybe usually aren't even rational or don't even make sense. So that leads me to our show today, because I have more than an expert on the show. She's one of my soul sisters. She is one of my best friends and has been for years and is doing some extremely, dare I say, impactful work in the same town that I am, New York City and beyond. She started as a dancer and a performer, and she has led her life in the arts to all these incredible things that serve. She's a philanthropist. She has a charity she works with. All of her dance pieces are designed to make us feel and feel human and to really reach a catharsis that, you know what, all those bully brain voices that we aren't enough, you know, we can make peace with those. And that's her whole stance. So she's currently turning in a poem she wrote entitled The Cave in the Light. And this is becoming her next big project, which is a lot of things coming to the surface, which I can't wait to share with you. So without further ado, the performance arts queen who has taken the term, you're not enough, and totally shattered that that is on the show. Welcome, Laura Henry. We're so glad to have you.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Well, you know us. So forewarning, everybody, we are giggle queens and we have no filters. So get ready for a very entertaining show. So as I start every show, little Laura, I always start with the same question. So everybody has a different journey of what darkness or what challenge led them to their light. How can you describe what your journey was that led you to your aha of this is my calling, this is my shine, I'm choosing to live in it?
Wow, what a great question. We're getting right into it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I think that growing up in the dance world was certainly a challenge in a lot of ways for me. I always had sort of a very impressionable mind, maybe. And I've recently discovered that I'm a highly sensitive person. And having people constantly tell you, you know, if it's not perfect, it's not good enough, or you're not working hard enough, or, you know, or even the other side of things, why do you spend all your time dancing? I don't get it. Don't you want to live a little? Like, what's the point? Or, oh, are you on Broadway? Oh, you're not? Oh, then how, you're a dancer though? Oh, that's weird. You know, yeah. All of those things. But a few years ago, I had my moment, my aha moment, if you will, where I realized that it was all connected. I was in a relationship a few years ago that I thought was going to be the rest of my life. Turns out that after 5 years of, you know, a lot of happiness, a lot of sadness too, and a lot of struggle, we wanted different things. So we came to a choice and we had to decide that, that we weren't going to continue with this. And when that happened, I was left in this place where I had absolutely no idea where to turn to next. Like, I didn't know my life. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know how to experience life, really, I think, on my own. And I just said kind of like, oh my God. And that was a moment for me of I experienced a serious like lack of control, and I was kind of confronted with all of my fears, my feelings of maybe, you know, see, you weren't good enough to hold on to this. You failed. That was a big one. Or, you know, what do you know, you're old enough that you should be in a relationship. That was one that I got over too. And of course it was a period of mourning and of loss for me. But I realized that if I was going to get through this, I had to decide that these voices weren't going to take control of me. I needed to decide that I was worth the effort it was going to take to create a new life for myself. And mostly that I deserved to be happy. And that was my true moment of self-discovery, where I realized that, you know, I was the one holding myself back for my, not only this moment, but my entire life. For some reason, if I'm being completely honest, I don't think that I somehow thought I didn't really deserve it, you know, in a lot of ways. Could have been a product of a lot of things. It could have had something to do with the mentality that I experienced, you know, growing up as a dancer, and that whole, you're not good enough, or you're not, if it's not perfect, it's not worth it. Or it could have been a product of how I experienced relationships at a younger age. I'm not really sure. All I know is that it was there. And if I wanted to be truly, deeply happy, I had to cut that out.
Yeah. Yeah. And, well, you're so not alone. And right. I think that, you know, whoever's listening right now, which I hope is a ton of you, we don't always necessarily know what the true trigger, the true core of it is, why we don't feel like enough, or why we're accepting certain aspects of our life. But as you perfectly painted this picture, there becomes a moment where no matter what happened, no matter what excuse or, you know, thing we can put blame on it, it's up to us, right? At the end of the day, it's, you know, we don't need to have that past control our future. So, all right, when we get back from break, we are going to be headfirst into this because it's one thing to say like, yes, and this is how I found it, but how, you know, how we do that and how Laura's kind of exploding her aha moment now. By the way, everyone can call in with any of your questions at 800-930-2819. And we have a giveaway that we're going to talk about after the break. We will see you in just a couple of minutes. Hang on there. We'll be right back.
Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine. Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ. 1, 2, 3.
Shine On Radio. You know, just a little plug here for, I was in Washington, D.C. this weekend, and I don't know why this song that Brian just played, Sweet Home Alabama, made me think about this, but we went to this amazing drag brunch at Nelly's Sports Bar. So if you're down in D.C., I highly recommend it for some amazing, empowering, fierce divas who have no shame. It really is inspiring to watch that, and you leave with your own air of confidence. So just shout out to them. I had such a great experience there. Anyway, speaking of plugs, Ms. Laura, how can we get connected to you? Tell us how we stay in touch, and also about what services you provide.
Yes. So you can get in touch with me anytime via my website, which is www.impactmovementnyc.com. And you can reach out to me via email at impactmovementcollective@gmail.com. Yes. And what I provide, so I'm a personal trainer. I also provide motivational speaking, most recently to teens and kids, but I love to provide that service for adults as well. on my website, you can also see the work that I'm creating with my dance company, Impact Movement Collective. And we are a dance organization. Generally, we connect ourselves with a charity that we care about. And we connect our art to the cause that we're interested in at the time.
Awesome. You know, yes. Laura is very similar to myself. So I come from the arts background, too, as I share every week. And as small business women, you know, I know, and, you know, let's see if you attest to this, Laura, but like in my journey as a multi-passionate person, it's hard. It was challenging at first to understand how they all form together.
Oh, but yes.
Eventually you find this through line. So like for me, you know, I find that the arts are really cathartic way to, or, you know, help people heal, you know, and I bring that
Absolutely.
Part of my coaching, you know, and for you, it seems like dance, whether it's performance-based or you bring that into your personal training, helps you serve. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I also find, that they, you know, they serve each other in a lot of ways. In terms of my story, I think that fitness is the thing that really gave me my sense of inner strength that enabled me to pursue a life in the arts and, you know, to be strong in those moments where you feel vulnerable and weak. And that's something I try to share with my clients during our sessions as well. Yeah.
Good. So, okay. So you got this upcoming big show coming up. Actually, I want to share with everybody. First caller can win a frame poster of a poem that Laura is about to read. It's called The Cave in the Light. And this show is coming up for Laura Saturday, June 4th, 2 p.m. in the city at the Hudson Guild Theater. So if you're in town, I will be posting this on my website with the link of this show if you want to go and see it. First caller will win a framed poster of the poem that is the show is dedicated to. So, Laura, why don't you share with us this poem, as I know it's one of the main aha moments it describes.
Yes, thank you so much. There's a certain interest most recently in my work to create work from literature. And I am someone who's really, really inspired by the books that I read and by, you know, quotes that I hear and things like that. And this was a poem that I began a while ago and I recently finished it. It's been edited many times, but this is the most recent version that I'm actually basing the piece off of. So my newest work is based off this poem. So here goes. The Cave and the Light. There is only love and there is only fear. There is only light and only dark. I once felt a stirring in my soul, a flicker of light, a spark. It came upon me suddenly when I was bearing a heavy load. Slowly, the tiny flame began to burn. It seemed the more I thought about it, the larger it would grow, shining its light everywhere I did not want to see. I was not ready to feel it, for my burden felt too heavy already, and I was afraid. I was afraid of what might happen if I let the light escape. I was afraid of its brightness, of its fire, of what destruction it might cause should I let it keep growing. So I built a great stone fortress to shut it out. I painted the stone walls to look like something nice, something pretty, something enough. Meanwhile, my burden grew cumbersome and my heart heavy. All the while, the light was growing stronger. I felt it each day burning brighter and brighter. I struggled to keep it inside, to keep the stones from falling. I grew more tired, trying endlessly to put the pebbles back in place each time you chiseled away at my fortress. Stay strong, stay inside, stay upright. And then one day, I couldn't hold the walls up any longer. The light cracked through. My stones burst open and the brightness shone through like a fury. My great stone fortress collapsed, crumbling down on itself like an avalanche, until all that was left were giant rocks scattered for miles, a great big cave. I couldn't see what lay beyond the rock and dust, and I was crushed beneath the weight. I was afraid. Yet slowly, I began to dig myself out of the rubble, because I could not quiet the urge to see what lay inside this cavern, for one reason and one reason alone. It was mine. This is my cave, my creation, my beautiful ruin, and it is mine to explore. It is my destiny, my great adventure, and my path. And I know that on my journey, I will discover many dark places, many shadows, many memories of the cold home I once built. But I am no longer afraid to visit those dark places because I carry the light inside me. And as I walk through my cave, I will shine my light on every fallen stone, every jagged cliff, and every sharp edge. For these stones are all a part of me. They were my protection, my holding place. They were strong for me at a time when I could not be strong for myself. They offered me shelter when I was not ready to burn. And now they stand before me as reminders of the light I carry in my heart. And they have shaped my beautiful cave. I am forever grateful for the day they gave way and crumbled down, because now they stand before me as markers of my journey. In them, I can see my scars, my flaws, my many places of darkness that need exploring. They are my proudest victory. And after all, if there were no darkness, how could we come to appreciate the light? There is only love and there is only fear. There is only light and only dark. And we must pass through much darkness to see the light. But it will always be a journey worth taking. For only light can illuminate the darkness, and only love can set us free.
Wow. You know, if we were in a audience, we'd all be sobbing and talking at this point. So let me thank you, one, for sharing, and two, share how much that hits me and how much that is so universally felt. And I know that, for example, with all my beautiful, brilliant clients that I'm humbled enough to share my life with every day that come into my office, it is this idea of maybe we have it wrong, where we're building all of these walls to protect us, but when those walls actually shatter, are we truly free? Are we truly who we're supposed to be? When we get back from break, more diving in, as always. As always. Laura, thank you for sharing that poem. Again, first caller gets to receive a framed version of that poem to be hung up. Please call 1-800-930-2819, first caller. And we'll be right back after break with more with Laura Henry. Quite a powerful show. We'll be right back. ¶¶
singing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Just like the water-winged dove sings a song, sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh, say ooh. And the days go by like a strand in the wind, in the web that is my own. I begin again.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
Back with Shine On Radio on this kind of gloomy Monday morning or afternoon in New York City, and hopefully the weather's a little bit shinier where you are. I'm live with Laura Henry, and she's a dancer, she's a philanthropist, she's a bunch of stuff, and we're talking all about embracing that feeling of being enough, and more so not that we're not too much. And that leads us into this idea that, you know, Laura and I are both artists, okay? We're creative types and very highly sensitive. And there is a whole other level of being that in the city we live, which is New York City. It can be, the pressure can be, feel so consuming sometimes if we aren't checking in with ourselves, if we're not taking care of ourselves. So Laura, what are some of your recommendations, whether a person's highly sensitive in the city and a creative type, or even in the suburbs or wherever they are, to feel at home within themselves and know that no matter what they're feeling, it's okay to feel that big, you know, because sometimes we judge ourselves for feeling such things.
Oh, of course. And that's a good point too. I think a lot of times, sometimes you talk about, you know, your individual experience, but what I find is, you know, making the things that I've discovered, trying to make my art and my passions and my life work are kind of, they are these universal things. So the one thing that I know for sure is that everybody has a passion. You know, you and I call ourselves artists, but there are so many passions that people have that they have such a wide range of things that they love to do. Some people love cooking, some people love reading, whatever it is that you experience, you know, actual joy and pleasure and happiness doing. That's kind of what I'm talking about when I say art or passion. But that to me is a huge, huge component of self-love, because that's something that comes from the source, right? That comes from deep inside you. There's something that you are passionate about, and no one told you to be passionate about it. You just feel free and happy and at ease and joyful when you're doing it. So I think that is one of the biggest components that I've found, anyway, in my experience, to being happy in life. You need to make time for your passions, and you need to live your passions also. You need to explore, why do I love doing this so much? What is it about this that I love that brings me such joy? So I would say that spending time in your passions for number one. Number two is sharing. I am the biggest, this is one of those take your own advice moments, but
oh yeah,
I'm working on this constantly, but I have been, you know, your typical bottle upper, in the past. I'm not anymore, I don't think, as much, but I tend to, you know, if something isn't right or something doesn't feel good, it's like, I'm like, okay, well, don't let the stones crack, keep it in, cover it up. No big deal. No one's going to notice. But that is, I've found anyway, to be a major mistake. Sharing is one of the best ways that I've found to really let that light into your life and to live in your happiness. And connecting with people on that level is so important, because you're spreading love to them by choosing to share it with them, but you're also loving yourself by honoring what it is you're actually feeling.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking to, listen, okay, my whole company and mission is based on creating a space for women and young women to share what they're feeling, because when it bottles up, man, it becomes 10 times bigger than it actually is. But I yes. know that to be true, because similarly to you, I was, even though so highly emotional, there were certain things that I could bottle up for the life of me in fear of being judged for them.
Absolutely.
But really, the biggest point that I learned from that, and the power of sharing, and I still have to work on this with my bestest of friends, is if you are in fear of being judged by somebody else about what you're about to share, it's because you're already judging yourself about that particular thing. So mm-hmm. it goes that step further. So checking into, okay, why am I judging myself for this? And if I were to release this, and you know, are my deepest soul friends really going to judge me or think less of me if I'm being honest? And 9 times out of 10, that's not so. And the other point, if they're judging you for something, then maybe it's something that's going on with them. So I totally yes. resonate with your sharing. And the other point, you know, finding your passions. Any other points that we have in terms of, you know, coping or embracing yourself as a creative type or a sensitive type is, one, follow your passions. Two, to share. Love that.
Absolutely.
Anything
Absolutely.
Else on that list?
There is one. This one is something that I apply to myself, but I found, which is why I've created the business that I've created, that it goes, this goes hand in hand with any self-care regimen, but I can't say it enough. Find a physical connection with yourself. So for me, it was fitness, right? When I fell into fitness, I felt strong, right? At a time where I felt emotionally not very strong. This was a way for me to take, you know, whether it was even 20 minutes or an hour every day, and dedicate it to me feeling strong. And I swear to you, it was like medicine, and it still is for me. If we want to, science will tell us about the endorphin release and all that, but we don't even need to go there. I truly believe that exercise in any form that resonates with you is one of the biggest acts of self-love there is. You're directly doing something positive for your body and for your spirit often.
Oh, yeah. Can I get an amen for that? And let me tell you something. Laura and I have a similar, extremely powerhouse client that within my coaching services, and I think she's listening now, straight out of Manhattan, Lower Manhattan, from my services in terms of, you know, health and life coaching and self-acceptance coaching, mixed with getting connected with her body has transformed and skyrocketed her, as it does for many people. And the point that you made there, and this is what I think the key is, and I get very passionate about this, is similarly to, you know, diet crazes, there are also fitness crazes. And we have to be extremely mindful to listen and tune into what is right for our body, period. So
Absolutely.
Even though, you know, CrossFit might be all the rage, or, you know, Soul or Cycle might be all the rage, if that doesn't connect with your body, why force it?
Yes.
You know, physical activity, if you're dreading going, then something's not right. Because I always think that physical activity is something that, yeah, is challenging, but it enhances you on not just a physical level, but a spiritual level. Would you agree?
Absolutely. 100%. Couldn't agree more.
How do you help your clients? So every client's different, right? So what do
Absolutely.
You use within your training to kind of find that sweet spot for all your clients?
Well, that's a great question. And here's, I think, where a lot of, you know, maybe past, you know, actor training comes into. What I usually do is I ask them a series of questions. I try to figure out what they like, what they have liked in the past. And through conversation, I try to pick up on what maybe they didn't like about it, why they're not doing it anymore. And just mostly, though, I want to hear how they feel about themselves. And then once we've found a way to isolate that, you can really design the sessions based entirely around that concept. So for example, let's say you meet someone and they feel for some reason that they haven't, they don't experience themselves as a strong person, or they have a fear of being, you know, too big, too bulky, too whatever it is. A lot of times I'm going to focus with that person on what it means to feel strong, and how, you know, for that example, I would say that, you know, true strength is not a measure of being anything or not being anything that you think you're supposed to be. True strength doesn't come from forcing yourself to be something that you're not already. True strength comes from seeing yourself for all that you are, all of your challenges, all of your strengths, and loving every aspect of it.
Ooh, la, la. On that note, we'll be right back. More with Laura, more with Shine On Radio in just a second. Be right back.
Thank you. first time that I had the sense that something's wrong. But I'm old enough to know that things don't always work out.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WPLQ.
Come on, Selecta.
This one goes out to you and yours. Worldwide,
I say, hey.
Back with Shine On Radio with Miss Laura Henry. Also, big couple of announcements to make. One, calling all my brides in the house. I have so much content coming out for you guys. It's not even funny. Lots of things are getting dreamed up. But if you go to shineonwithkelly.com, shineonwithkelly.com, that's my website. Right on the homepage, it says, yo, bridey bride. That's for you. There is a free PDF, it's my gift to you, that will help you feel your most vibrant on your wedding day, because Shine On with Kelly is going to Bridal Town, because I think there is a true new wave of holistic coaching for the bride. So if you're down to talk about it, come connect with me and grab your free guide. So shineonwithkelly.com. And then from there, you can connect with me on any social media platform you like. But head there first. Laura, let's hear about you. How can we connect with you again?
Yes, you can connect with me via my website, www.impactmovementnyc.com, or at impactmovementcollective@gmail.com.
Awesome. And what's your upcoming event again?
We'll be, my dance company, Impact Movement Collective, will be performing The Cave in the Light Saturday, June 4th at 2 p.m. at the Hudson Guild Theater in New York City.
Awesome. Okay. So I always tie the show at the end into how a small business woman from Boston moves to New York, gets her arts degree or her BFA. What is the driving force in, you know, there's so many factors that are very scary to starting and following your dream and making that your business. I feel the pressures of it every day, but I cease to let it stop me. How do you do it? What inspired you to create your impact movement? And how do you keep the entrepreneur bully brain thoughts at bay?
That is such a great way to put it, because there are so many constantly. I think that honestly, this is another point where if you've had training in the arts, like how that has affected the way that you deal with these things. But I feel like there was this point where I was realizing that, you know, during that period of challenge that I described at the beginning of the show, I needed to be dancing. I needed to be creating. I needed to be doing my things that bring me joy. And I came to this discovery that I think is super valid for a lot of people with any, you know, passion they might have or any, you know, life calling. It's like, am I actually doing this, or am I waiting for somebody to tell me that I can do it? And, you know, you have these challenges, you have these voices, for instance, or you go on Facebook and you see so-and-so booked this gig and that gig, or if it's something else in your life that you want, like, you know, so-and-so is in a relationship that looks so happy and I'm not, or blah, 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 or whatever your inner dialogue, inner monologue is. You need to realize, I think we all need to realize that we are the ones allowing those voices to control what we're doing. And for me personally, I realized that I'm in this moment of deep discovery, and I realize that my passions, they're not a career or anything like that, but they're part of who I am.
Right.
They're a life force for me. It's my source of light during darkness. It's my strength. It's my identity. And honoring that is the best way to connect with yourself. And through honoring that, it might blossom into something else. I feel in many ways like I wasted years of my life waiting for somebody to tell me that I was good enough to do something I've been doing since I was 3 years old, you know? And I just suddenly went, you know, this is not, I don't really feel like I want to wake up every day and I want to be fulfilled as best I can when my head hits the pillow. And what does that mean for me? And for me, it meant having a career that I was passionate about. And I didn't want to wait for someone else to tell me that I could have that career. I said, I'm going to create that career right now. I'm going to start doing the things that I love doing, and trust with, this is when the work comes in, but trust with every ounce of strength that you have, that if you put it out there and if you do it, what you need in order to do it will come along, you know?
You know, I read a book recently and I highly recommend it. It's called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And there was a quote in the book that, you know, really is in line with what you're saying. And it stuck with me like a pound of bricks. And it went like this. He said, you know, Gay Hendricks, when he was little, had this, you know, very inspiring older man as a neighbor, and they would just go on long walks. And, you know, he was always looked up to, this man. And something on the lines of, you know, he said to him when he was younger, the older man, he said, you know, when I die or when I meet my maker, whoever that is, the universe, God, whatever you believe in, he's not going to say to me, you know, blah, blah, why weren't you Moses? He's going to say, you know, why weren't you your name? So for me, you know, it's not, I'm not going to go up there and be like, why weren't you, you know, Moses? He'll say, or she'll say, whatever it is, why weren't you Kellyanne All or Kellyanne Wadler? Why didn't you live that way? And I read that and I was
yes,
like, that's
oh
right.
Oh my God.
Because I really do believe that we are here with a certain gift that is very unique to us. And if we trust, which it takes a lot of it, and I'm not saying to quit your job, but I'm saying to tap into that, it's power in some other capability or some shape or form that you
absolutely
could help serve. That's your gift. So, you know, in a sentence for all who are listening today, what would you say is one step that they can take to make an impact? Their first step.
Oh, that's so good. I would say, give yourself some time. I would say, get off, you know, social media for a minute. Get yourself into your quiet space where you feel happy and you feel comfortable, and just allow some thoughts to come in and out. And try to isolate what it is that you land on. What is that place that you keep going to? You know, that itch that you can't scratch. And imagine what it would be like if there were no limiting factors in your life. Just remove them entirely mentally. Just get rid of whether it's, you know, supporting a family or, you know, being on your own or no matter what it is. Get rid of all those limiting factors and just think, what would make me so happy right now? And just allow the rest to happen.
I will cheers to that. I completely agree. Let that little seed turn and blossom.
Yes.
And you know, and no rush to it. Right?
Not at all.
Form
just
and shape
allow
into whatever organic way it does. So, Laura Henry, thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. It was my pleasure. It was so fun.
Everybody, Laura will definitely be back on Shine On Radio. We'll have plenty to talk about. Please connect with her at, what is it, impactmovementcollective.com?
Impactmovementnyc.com.
Okay. And then check me out at shineonwithkelly.com. Got so much content. We love to connect. Please reach out to us. We'll always be up for a conversation. And until then, I will see you next Monday, same time. I have a rock star personal trainer as well coming on the show next week that is like so anti-thigh gap. It's not even funny. And we'll be getting into it with her. Her name's Vanessa. So thank you again, Laura. And everybody have a great
week. Thank you.
And shine on. See you again next week.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.